Greetings, everybody.
我代表牧城教会向大家问安。
I represent my church to greeting all.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
现在天父，我们来到你面前去敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to worship you.
求主打开你的话语。
Lord, please open your own word.
向我们每一个人说话。
Please speak to every heart.
愿意我们在正道上面同归于一。
So we can work together in the one truth.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
你有没有想过为什么圣经这本书是写成为这样子的呢？
Have you ever thought about how the Bible written like this?
为什么圣经不写成好像我们的系统神学一样？
Why didn't have the Bible is written like a systematic theology?
为什么或者可以写成好像一本字典一样？
Or it can be written like a dictionary.
那么呢，我们找东西呢，就很快就找到了。
Then it's easier for us to find things in there.
或者呢，整本圣经写成好像一个法律一样，一条一条，那么岂不是很清清楚楚吗？
Or the whole Bible can be written like a rules, like the law book, rule by rule, so it's easier for us to follow.
你会发觉呢，我们的圣经呢，大部分其实是故事。
You find out that Bible is like most of them are like a story.
里面记载很多历史。
It recorded a lot of history stories.
我相信呢，神选择用这样子的方法去记载他的真理呢，是因为他明白人是怎么去学习的。
I thought about it. God wants the Bible written like this because He understands. He knows that how people think.
我们学东西的时候呢，一般人呢不会拿一本字典来背。
Normally, when we study things, we don't just find a dictionary and memorize all the words in there.
我们也不会好像对这些法律呢有什么兴趣拿出来看。
We're often not interested in the book of law, just read it and learn it.
因为这类写成的方法呢都是很没有味道的。
Because this kind of written is kind of tasteless to people.
我们一般人呢学习的方法呢就从例子从故事里面去学习。
Normally our learning is from the example, from the story.
因为呢例子跟故事呢是比较有趣。
Since the example and the story is more interesting.
好像呢很多人听到呢他最后就是记得牧师所举的例子。这原因就是这样子。
It's like a lot of times the people listening to the sermon after all they just remember the example by the end.
因为但是呢，如果我们可以从历史里面成为我们的好像一个镜子一样去学习的时候呢，其实是帮助我们进步很快的一个方法。
So if we learn just like the history, it's like a mirror.For our life, then it's easier and help us to learn.
今天呢，约翰三书可以说呢，也是一个用例子去鼓励我们去学习。
The way the third John is written, it's just like an example to encourage us to learn.
所以呢，我们要了解约翰三书呢，我们先要把这个好像这个历史背景呢。去重组出来。
If we want to understand the third John, we need to figure out how the background of the third John is.
在约翰三书里面呢，有四个人物。
In the third John, there's four people recorded in there.
写信的人呢，我们一般都相信呢，就是使徒约翰。
The author of the book we believe is Apostle John.
受信人呢，就是该由，他可能就是一个教会的长老。
The recipient of the book is, we think, is the elder Gaius in the church.
另外有一个人呢，他就是 迪美雕，他呢可能就是帮替就是替约翰送这封信去的人。
Another person we believe is the one who carried the letter and sent to other people. His name is Demetrius.
最后一个呢，他就是吊德肥，我说他是一个坏人。
The first one is I call it a bad guy. His name is Diotrephus.
他大概呢就是该由这个教会附近的一个教会的一个长老。
I think he is the elder of the church that very close to the church of Gaius.
所以呢，大概这个约翰三书的背景呢，就是使徒约翰写一封信给长老盖尤。
The background for this letter is the Apostle John wrote a letter to this elder Gaius.
那么呢，一方面称赞盖尤呢，因为他一直以来接待这些宣教士。
One hand he is praising Gaius because he is warmly receiving the people the believers.
他希望呢，盖尤继续的支持宣教士。
He wants to encourage Gaius to continue his good work.
但是还有一个原因，约翰写信给盖尤的。
There's another reason that Apostle John wrote the letter.
就是他提醒盖尤，你要小心提防吊德肥。
He reminded Gaius to be careful when dealing with the bad Diotrephus, the bad guy.
因为呢，他是一个好为首的一个人。
Because Diotrephus is the one who wants to be the first.
他不但只不接待约翰派来的宣教士，还有呢，他会阻止其他人去接待宣教士。
Not only he himself doesn't want to receive the ministers from Apostle John, also he's treating others who receive those ministers very bad too.
所以呢，大概约翰担心呢，该有受吊德肥的影响，所以他就预先写一封信提醒他。
So Apostle John wrote the letter to remind Gaius to be careful with this Diotrephus.
约翰三书里面呢，十五节圣经里面呢，只有一个命令。
There's only one command in 3 John.
这个就是我们刚刚念的十一节。
This is the verse 11 we just read.
我叫这个呢，就是一个效法的一个要求。
This is the command that ask us to follow.
十一节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善。神行善的属服神，行恶的未曾见过神。
It says, dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good.Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God.
约翰的命令就是要求该有你要效法。
The apostle's command is ask Gaius to follow the good thing, do the good thing.
效法这个词呢，其实就是模仿的意思。
Follow is like imitate.
模仿呢是学习的其中一个方法。
Imitating is one of the way we learn.
我们有很多不同的方法去，好像你教小朋友，可能教他背诵的方法，你可以教他，用逻辑的方法去学习。
We have many ways to learn. It's just like when we teach our kids, we want them either learn by memorize or.Follow the logic.
但是呢，模仿呢是一个很有效的方法，就是当你教他一个很抽象的一个观念。
Imitation is a very effective way when we teach somebody a abstract way thing.
我们还记得呢，就是主耶稣呢曾经。为门徒洗脚。
We remember that the Lord Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
当时呢, 就是主耶稣发现呢, 门徒里面呢, 没有一个人愿意 谦卑地服侍别人。
Because Jesus found out that none of the disciples want to humbly serve others.
那么呢, 他就把这个很抽象的一个观念, 就是谦卑服侍人, 用一个榜样的方法去教他们的门徒。
So Jesus Christ used this very effective way to set an example so people can learn from him.
他就是自己拿一个毛巾, 用水为每一个门徒去洗脚。
So he picked up the towel and used water to wash every disciple's feet.
当他剪纸做完以后呢, 他就说, 在约翰, 福音13章15节说, 我给你们做了榜样, 叫你们照样照着我向你们所做的去做。
After he has done that, he told the disciples, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
模仿呢, 的确就是一个很有效的一个方法。
Imitation is a very effective way to learn.
很多时候呢, 他留下给你的印象呢, 是你永远不会忘记的。
The impression it leaves left to people, you probably never can forget.
如果你问我, 我从前都是去TFC, 如果你问我, 从前王牧师讲道讲过什么, 我可以很老实告诉你, 我不记得。
I used to go to T4C, but if you ask what is the Minister Wang Huang to teach there, I can tell you I don't remember a lot.
但是我记得他是一个怎么样的一个人。
But I know what kind of people he is.
那当我们去模仿的时候呢, 约翰提醒我们, 只是我们不可以 盲目的去模, 效法。
When we imitate others, Apostle John taught us we cannot just do it blindly.
因为每一个领袖其实他只是一个人。
Because every leader is just a man.
不管你是一个人呢, 你必定就有不完全, 你必定有罪在你的生活当中。
If you are a man, you are a sinner, you must have some sins in your life.
所以呢, 约翰告诉我们呢, 我们效法的时候呢, 我们先要分辨, 才可以效法。
So Apostle teaches us that when we imitate, we need to discern, to judge first.
这个就是11节下半节讲到, 不要效法恶, 只要效法善。
This is the verse from verse 11, the second half. Do not imitate what is evil, but what is good.
如果我们能够分辨善恶, 才去, 模仿呢, 你才是一个成功的模仿。
If we can discern what is good, between good and evil, then we follow. This is a successful imitation.
如果我们不分辨的时候呢, 很可能我们就, 好像个人多教会一样。
If we don't discern, then we will just like Corinthians church.
我的意思呢, 就是他们呢, 当中呢, 有人分门, 分门结党。
So my point is this, they are kind of divided.
有人说呢, 我是属于保罗的, 我是属于亚波罗的。
Some says I follow Paul, another I follow Apollos.
他们就是呢, 没有分辨, 他就是跟着一个人, 就是效法一个人。
They don't discern, they just follow a man and imitate that man.
所以保罗呢, 当他写哥林多前书的时候呢, 提醒这个教会。
So when Paul wrote First Corinthians, he reminded the church.
4章第6节, 他说, 叫你们效法我们不可过于圣经所记的, 免得你们自高自大, 贵重这个轻看那个。
So that you may learn from us the meaning of saying, do not go beyond what is written, then you will not take pride in one man over against another.
我们效法别人的时候呢, 我们的根基就是圣经。
When we imitate the others, the foundation for our imitation is Bible.
我们不可以说因为某某牧师是这样子说。
We cannot say this is what the pastor says.
我们也不可以说因为我们教会一直以来都是这样子做。
We cannot either say because of church always do this, so we.
我们应该说因为圣经是这样子说。
We should say because the Bible says so.
当我们效法一个人的时候呢，约翰提醒我们不要单单留心他的教导。
So when we imitate a man, the Apostle John reminded us, we cannot just listen to his teaching.
一个更重要的你要观察的，就是要留心他的为人是怎么样的一个人。
Another important point we should pay attention is how he interact with others.
因为一个人的生活是他的生命的一个证据。
Because people's life is the evidence of how they believe.
十一节最后的一句话，他说：“行善的属服神，行恶的未曾见过神。”
Because the verse 11 says, anyone who does what is good is from God, and anyone who does what is evil has not seen God.
一个有神生命的人呢，他就是因为每一天与神相交的时候呢，他就会有一个好像神一样的品格活出来。
If a man that belongs to God, he walks with God every day, he will have a characteristic of God in his life.
相反，如果一个人从来不认识神的，没有见过神的，就是说他不是一个基督徒了。
If a man that does not believe God, never seen God, he's not a believer.
虽然可能这个人可以长得很漂亮。
It's possible he can preach fluently.
但是呢，他一定不可能好像主耶稣一样的有一个简直的一个生命。
But he cannot have a life like Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书十三章里面呢，有一句话常常提醒我的。
In Hebrews chapter 13, there's a sentence here always remind us.
第七节告诉我们，从前引导你们，全神之道给你们的人，你们要试炼他们，效法他的信心，留心看他为人的结局。
Verse 7 says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their ways of life and imitate their faith.
什么人值得我们去效法?
What kind of people worth us to imitate?
不单只是这些全神的道的人。
Not just the preachers that speak God's word.
就是这些人从始到终一生人都是把他的信仰活出来的人。
It's the people that from their from the beginning to the end they can live out God's word in their life.
当你去效法一个人的时候呢，你不要单只看他的外表。
When you imitate a person, do not always look at the outward appearance.
不要看他的履历。
Do not always look at their resume.
甚至你不要只看他的恩赐。
Even do not look more on their gifts.
你要花时间看他的为人的结局。
You need spend time to check the way of his life.
当约翰交代了效法这个命令以后呢，约翰就用例子来说明我们当怎么去效法。
When Apostle John teaches the teachings of this, and he also gave us the example to follow.
所以第一，他就给我们一个恶的例子。
So first, he gave us a bad example.
这个呢，就是第九到第十节里面呢提到有一个人叫吊车肥。
This is from the verse 9 to 11. There's a man named Diotrephes.
他呢，可能就是我刚刚讲的，就是一个教会的一个长老。
He is an elder of a church.
在第九节里面呢，约翰形容他呢是一个好为首的 人。
In verse 9, Apostle Paul described him wants to be the first.
你知道廖特腓的问题呢，不是在他的教义上面。
You know that the problem of Diotrephes is not about doctrine.
很可能呢，他平常也是一个很热心去侍奉的一个人。
It's possible he is kind of warm-hearted to serve sometimes.
要不然他不会成为教会的一个领袖。
Otherwise, he will not be a leader of the church.
我们都知道了，在圣经里面，对教会的长老、执事呢是有很高的要求的。
We know that the Bible gives very high requirement for the leaders of church, like deacons and elders.
那么他的问题是什么呢？
Then what is his problem?
他的问题就是他爱错了对象。
His problem because he loves the wrong person.
他不是因为爱神去侍奉神。
The purpose he served God is not because he loves God.
他侍奉是因为他爱权力。
He served because he loves power.
你不要以为呢，只有牧师啊、长老啊这些领袖才会犯这个好为首的一个罪。
Don't think only the elders like pastor. The leaders only commit this kind of sin.
约翰自己很清楚，因为他其实他从前也犯这个问题。
Apostle John is very clear at this point because he commit this sin before.
你记得当耶稣呢告诉十二个门徒，他快要得到荣耀了。
Remember, in Jesus told the 12 apostles that he almost have the glory.
那么门徒的反应是怎么样呢？
What is the reaction of the disciples?
约翰的反应就是找他妈妈，告诉耶稣，请你为我两个儿子，就是约翰跟雅各，预备坐在你左边跟右边。
So Apostle John asked his mother to ask Jesus to give the position on his right hand and left hand for his two sons, for her two sons.
所以好为首这个问题呢，其实我们每一个人都会遇见。
So want to be the first is a problem. Is we everyone is tempted to sin.
我最近想起了我从前在团契里面侍奉的日子。
I recalled the early days I served in the fellowship.
因为当时呢，我也是常常给教会很多头痛的事情。
At that time, I give church some headache.
嗯，就是好像教会说，你们团契可不可以改一个名字啊？我们的反应就是，为什么要改我们团契的名字？
So the church asked us.Maybe you should change the name of your fellowship, then I will respond like, why we need to change our name?
好像呢，教会说，你们可不可以这个团契从这个房间搬去别的房间？我们的反应就是，为什么你要把我们搬去别的房间呢？
So sometimes church asks us to move to another room, then our reaction is why we need to move to another room.
好像呢，教会说，你们节目老了，可不可以新团呢？去别的团契呢？我们的反应就是，为什么我们要新团呢？
And sometimes church may say you're kind of getting old. Can you move to another fellowship? Then I will respond why I need to move to another fellowship.
我现在我就了解，其实这个就是我们不接受别人权利的一个表现。
Now I understand that this is evidence that we do not accept others' authority.
廖特腓他是一个领袖。
Diotrephes is a leader of the church.
他爱权力的，其实他是有一个表现的。
He loves power and he always shows off that.
那么他的表现呢，在三方面。
He shows in three areas.
第一方面呢。就是他第九节讲到呢，他不接了别人的权利。
The first one is from verse 9. He does not accept others' authority.
因为第九节呢讲到了约翰写信给 吊特腓这个教会，但是呢，吊特腓不接待我们。
Verse 9, Apostle John said when he wrote to the church of Diotrephes, he refused to receive them.
你知道约翰是使徒，所以呢，他是教会公认的一个真理的权利。
You know, Apostle John is is an apostle. All the churches know that and accept that.
因为使徒是代表主耶稣的。
Because the apostles represent Jesus Christ.
但是约翰写信给吊特腓这个教会，吊特腓不接待送信的人，其实就是不接待约翰的意思。
So when Apostle John wrote the letter to the church of Diotrephes, they refused to accept the guy delivered the letter. That means they refused to accept Apostle John.
第二个，他的表现呢，他是后为首的表现呢，就是第十节呢讲到他用恶言枉论我们。
The second one, is he talking wickedly, nonsense.
这个呢就是简单来说就是吊特腓批评约翰呢，这些批评呢是没有根据的。
Put it a simple way is.The Diotrephes criticized Apostle John without any evidence.
这个很可能就是因为他一定要找一些理由啊，去批评约翰，才可以拒绝他的教导。
It's obvious he needs to find some reason to criticize Apostle John so he can refuse their authority.
很多时候呢，人为了保护自己的权利的时候呢。他会找一些属灵的理由来枉论对方。
Oftentimes when people want to refuse and to insist in their own way, they will find some reason to criticize the authority.
这些批评呢，很多时候呢都是没有圣经的根据。
But those criticism doesn't have any base from Bible.
好像有人说啊，你们不要去接受这个人的训练呢。
Sometimes you will say, please do not accept the training from these people.
你问他为什么呢？
If you ask them why,
他就告诉你，因为他解经不正确。
And he will say, because he doesn't interpret the scripture correctly.
你问他，为什么你知道他解经不正确？
If you ask him, how do you know he does not interpret scripture correctly?
他就告诉你，因为他是保守派的。
Because he's a conservative.
而且他说，因为他是福音派的。
Or he's an evangelical.
而且他说，他是某某神学院毕业的。
Or he's from some seminary.
那么呢，但是如果你问他有没有什么具体的例子呢，他也不会告诉你。
If you ask them if there is.If there is any solid example, he will not tell you.
吊特腓后为首第三个表现呢，就是排除异己。
The third thing about Diotrephes is he doesn't accept others.
就是他会
He doesn't accept opposing voices.
所以呢，这个是第十节里面呢，他讲到了。还不以此为足，他自己不接待弟兄，有人愿意接待他就禁止，并且将这接待弟兄的人赶出教会。
Verse 10 says, not satisfied with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church.
一个好为首的人呢，他会逼迫这些跟他意见不同的人。
A people who love to be first, they will persecute the ones that oppose them.
不是因为他真理上面跟他不一样了，只是他平常的意见跟他不一样，他就不愿意他进来。
Not because they have conflict in truth, it's because they have different opinions, so they doesn't want to accept the different voices.
我记得呢，我念神学院的时候呢，我的校长。他报答提醒我们一个事情。
When I was in the seminary, the president of our seminary reminded us one thing.
他说呢，我们不单只又有一个正确的信仰，就是 orthodoxy， 也需要有一个正确的生活，就是一个 orthopraxy。但是同时呢，我们需要有一个正确的情感，就是 orthopathy。
We not only just have a orthodoxy, just the right doctrine. We also need a right practice in our life, which is also praxis, and we also need a right passion towards people, which is also pathy.
我想到这句话的时候呢，我觉得很有道理。
When I think about these words, it's very meaningful.
很小牧师呢，他因为在他的就是他信仰立场上面是出错的。
It's very very seldom that the pastor is always right in their belief.
我的意思就是，很少牧师。我的意思应该先这样：一个牧师离开教会的原因呢，很少是因为他信仰上面出错的。
Oftentimes a pastor leaves a church, is not related, often not related to what he believes.
可能有可能呢，就是他生活上面犯错，或者他犯了罪，所以他离开教会。
Oftentimes, it's he have some sins in his life, then he has to leave the church.
但是更有可能呢，就是他爱错了对象，好像掉特肥一样，他爱权力多过爱神的时候，所以最后他就离开教会。
Another possibility is he.Loves the wrong thing. He loves things more than he loves God. Then he has to leave church to pursue his love.
第二个例子呢是约翰给的好的例子。
The second example is a good example.
从我们的角度呢，其实有两个好的例子。第一个就是该犹。
There's two good examples. The first one is Gaius.
因为该犹呢，不单指他信仰是正确，是按照真理，还有他是按照真理而行的一个人。
Not just Gaius belief is also doxy, but also his practice, his life is according to the truth.
那么从什么事上我们看见他是一个按真理而行的一个人呢？
From what we can say he is walking by the truth.
他其实就是接待这些神的工人。
One example is he receives all the people's work for God.
第五节呢，他形容呢，他做了一个，就是他的侍奉是一个劳苦的侍奉。
Verse 5 says he is a hard-working man.
第五节呢，他说凡你向做客旅之弟兄所行的。
Verse 5 says you're faithful in what you're doing for the brothers even though they are strangers to you.
所行的 doing 这个字呢就是有劳苦的意思在里面。
The doing has the meaning of hard labor.
好像呢我们有一些侍奉呢是需要劳力去做的。
It's obvious some of the service needs hard labor.
还有呢，这个呢，约翰是用现在时，就是呢，这个其实他一直以来都是兼职做，做到现在也是兼职做。
And John here used the present tense because it says he's doing it and keep doing it.
兼职的是一个好的例子，我们去要去效法。
This is a good example we should follow.
我想起我们教会有一个弟兄叫 Dennis。
I recall there's a brother in our church called Dennis.
他在教会里面呢，负责我们崇拜的大大小小的事情。
He's in charge of all the worship services.
从我们的这个bulletin 呢，这个开始到唱诗，所有事情都是他一个人负责的。
From preparing the bulletin to the song leader, everything, he's in charge of everything.
所以他做了七年以后呢，他说希望休息一下，我们说好啊。
So after his 7 years service, he said, I want to take a break.
那么我们就找人来代替他。
Then we try to find some person to sub him.
你知道我们找了多少人代替他一个人呢？
Do you know how many people we have to find to substitute for one, for him, one person?
这天开会大概有十个人坐下来，一起开会，就是要代替 Dennis 一个人。
There's a meeting we have to hold. Ten people there need to substitute for this person.
另外一个加油呢，他的好的例子呢，就是他做事呢是忠心的。
Another good example from Gaius is because he is faithful.
忠心的意思呢，就是他侍奉的目的是为了神。
The purpose he serves God is because it's for God.
为什么他接待这些他都不认识的神的工人呢？
Why he receives all those strangers that he never knew?
因为这些人是神派出来的。
Because those are the people called by God to serve.
在第六节里面呢，约翰呢，鼓励该犹。
From verse 6, Apostle John encouraged Gaius.
他说，请你帮助这些神的工人向前行呢。
Please help those workers to go forward.
怎么去帮助他？用一个怎么态度去帮助他
？How you help them? What kind of attitude you use to help them?
中文圣经呢说，配得过神的。
It's the attitude that treat them worthy of God, a manner worthy of God.
这个就是好像你款待神一样，这样子去款待神的仆人。
It's like the manner you treat God to treat the servant of God.
因为约翰告诉我们，这些神的工人呢，他们侍奉呢，不拿外邦人的钱，就是不拿这些还没信主的人的钱，他们只是为了神的名去侍奉。
Because Apostle John told them, those workers, they never accept non-believers' money. They just work for God.
所以呢，约翰要求该犹，你要这样子做。
So Apostle John told Gaius, you should do this.
最后一个呢，该犹值得我们去效法的，就是他侍奉的时候呢，他是用爱心去侍奉的。
And another good thing Gaius did is he serves in love.
因为呢，在这段圣经的时候呢，形容他，其实他一直以来是这样子，就是呢，送行呢，就是帮助这些人呢。
And from the letter we can see that Gaius always do that when he sends the God's workers away.
送行的意思呢，就是不是只是你跟他讲再见了，你就是给他们所需要的，所以他们可以继续他们的路程。
It's not just to say goodbye to them and let them go. It's they provide for them all the things they need so they can continue God's work.
这个是一个牺牲的爱。
This is the love of sacrificial love.
你知道，当你爱一个人的时候，很多时候是要花钱。
When you love a person, it costs you money.
所以呢，如果你真的是爱神的时候，你就会愿意爱弟兄姊妹。
When you love God, you will truly love brothers and sisters.
该犹呢，他是一个他的侍奉是一个劳苦的侍奉，是一个忠心的侍奉，还有他的侍奉是一个爱心的一个侍奉。
So Gaius' service is a service in labor and a service in faith and a service in love.
最后一个例子呢，是一个善的例子呢，就是迪美雕。
Another good example is from the person Demetrius.
我们不知道他做了什么事情。
We don't totally know what he did.
但是呢，约翰呢，在十二节里面呢，说有三样事情为他的善去做见证。
In verse 12, Apostle John said there is three testimonies for his good example.
首先就是众人给他做见证。
First is everyone gave testimonies for him.
第二就是真理给他做见证。
The second is the truth test himself.
那就是他的行为呢是按照真理所做的。
That means his practice is following the truth.
最后就是约翰自己也为他做见证。
And the third is Apostle John also want to testify for him.
我觉得呢，剪纸的人真是一个很了不得的一个人。
And I think this person is really a person that worth our respect.
我常常想，好像我去别的教会里面做长员。
Sometimes I think when I go to another church preach.
那么人家称赞我，其实是不太难。
And it's not hard they praise me.
因为他只听我讲到讲得好不好呢
Because they only listen to my preach.
但是他不知道我平常是一个怎么样的一个人
They don't know what kind of person I am.
如果我最亲近的人他都称赞我呢我才是一个真正的一个善的一个例子
If the closest personto me that praise me, then I'm a person that was praised.
迪米雕就是剪纸的人，认识他的人称赞他，真理为他做见证，林约翰的跟为他做见证。
And Demetrius is such a person that everyone praised him and gave evidence for him, include Apostle John, and also the truth testifies for him too.
约翰劝我们不要效法恶。只要效法善。
And the apostle told us to imitate, do not imitate what is evil, but imitate what is good.
这个成为我们的一个目标。
This is a goal of our life.
因为我们的目标就是要越来越像主耶稣基督。
Because our goal is we become more and more like our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们用我们的判断能力去先判断什么是善，什么是恶。
If we use our judgment to discern what is good and what is evil,
我们留意这些善的例子,
we pay attention to all these good examples,
我们就能够在, 成圣生活里面去成长,
and we will grow up in our sanctification life.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父, 我们谢谢你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你在我们生命当中的确留下很多善的例子在我们旁边。
Because you indeed gave us a lot of good examples in our life to follow.
特别就是这些在属灵生命上面带领过我们的人。
Especially those spiritual leaders who lead us.
求主带领我们去留心他们的行为的结局。
Lord, please lead, help us to pay attention to the result of their good work, faith.
以知道我们也效法他们，好像他们效法基督一样。
So we can imitate them, like imitate Jesus Christ.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.